What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, that's what he was calling him.
Wilson's like
Hulk Hogan, Wilson. Hollywood, Faggot.
Jesus Christ. We're on, by the way.
Oh, hello, we're cancelled.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan, Hollywood, Faggot is the name of this episode. Apparently, racist and homophobic in the first line.
Man.
You've done well.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. We've got Wilson. We've got Broden Shearer.
Yay.
I can't believe that's actually your last name, too.
What's wrong with my last name?
I thought it was a nickname.
You fucking kidding me?
Shearer.
Your last name's Coin.
Yeah.
You're named after things that Ethan collects.
Yeah, Broden used to shear sheep, and you just got passed around by a bunch of men.
It's because in the old days, women weren't allowed to have money.
That's right.
The golden years.
Back in the good old days.
For
back in 1999, before women had rights.
Well, we're done. This is taking a turn.
I think we've hit them all. Racism, homophobia, misogyny.
We weren't racist.
Yeah, it's International Women's Day / week / month / however the fucking long they're going to do it for.
Yeah.
You sound so angry
fucking
about
they
that.
Can, it's they
nuts,
can run
dude.
Shit.
It's nuts.
Honestly, they can have it.
It's like you have a day. Just do the day. It's been going all fucking week. I'm mad about it. Because what do we get? Nothing.
We get to run the world.
We get a day.
Yeah. We get all the other days in the year. They get one day, we get all the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It's true.
Some days I just walk around like, how good has it been a guy not getting touched today?
They terrible. I haven't been touched in weeks. Wilson, touch me. Hurry up. Fuck. No, I'll have to wait until he finishes his course to touch me.
Yeah.
And then you can fondle me all the places.
You're not a 12-year-old at a festival. He's not interested.
That's true. So we're playing a game today. It's... what is it? Explain Wilson's job without saying what the job is.
That's a good game. That's a good game.
Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got one on the board. One for Pud.
So write your answers in the comments as to what you think he does.
Yeah. Wrong answers only.
Yeah, wrong answers. Yeah. I can't wait to get fingered by you at Soundwave when it comes back. It's going to be good.
If I was black, I'd be so scared right now sitting across from you.
Are you the watcher or the doer? You're there watching to see the...
At the moment, watching, learning, and then I'll start getting my nose dirty, you know?
Get in there. You know it's all filmed these days, right?
Oh, I know. I'm well aware.
So you can't get up to as much fun.
I know.
That's what you think.
The good old days. There's ways around it. I can guarantee it.
I ain't filming it out in Lismore, that's for sure.
Is that where you might be going, Lismore?
Was that a flood
joke? Nothing left there.
Are you making fun of the floods? Is that what you just
did? No, I am. Fuck the floods.
You're a real piece of shit.
I hate floods. I want
to
say it.
I feel sorry for the people that have to live in Lismore because they don't have a choice. They're poor and they're like, they only afford to live in Lismore. But don't buy a fucking house in Lismore or anywhere that's flood-related or bushfire-related.
Well, if you're gonna, just build a house on stilts.
Oh, that's my mate just moved up there for work, and he just moved everything down there. He was still down with me, and then the week before he got to go out, the floods knocked his house down and took his dog with him.
Oh, not the dog.
Wait a second. What breed of dog was it?
A little German Shepherd.
Because if you said Chihuahua, no one cares. But if it's a German Shepherd, that's...
And he's a veteran too, so that's for you, Pud.
Oh, man, press F for
respect. That's not how you pronounce veterinarian.
Yeah, he works at a zoo, guys.
He really loved animals, veteran.
And shooting other people.
Yeah.
He did. He really does. He's good with a gun.
Hey, man, you're going to have to talk into the microphone a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing of value will be lost, but let him go.
Oh, man. We've got show notes today, so I'll talk about last night's
show. Yeah, I want to know. I'm keen to hear about this. What the fuck happened last night in Newcastle Comedy Club?
So, first show, sold out as normal, like when I'm performing. it sold out because all the showcases sell out on Saturdays. And Al Benton was...
you want to try again?
What's his name?
What did you call him?
Al Benton.
Al Benton. That's a good
Al Dente.
One. Al Dente.
Is he talking about Al Del Bene?
Al Del Bene.
Yeah.
Al, yeah.
Fucking both of those are food. Al Bento box. Al Dente pasta. Do you need lunch, bro? What the fuck?
Yeah,
is lunch an option?
Yeah, he skipped lunch to do this podcast.
That's dangerous for him.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about food.
Yeah.
So Al Dente was there.
Yeah, old Al Dente was there. fucking just
I'm gonna
destroyed.
Send him this.
just destroyed.
As he does.
Yeah.
He's a fucking pro.
I was sitting there, like, I was first up as well. And I was like, fuck me, how am I going to follow this?
Mm.
This is going to be interesting. Got up, had a good set, really good set. I was fucking super happy. Whole show went fucking really, really well. Everyone had a great time. And then
this was the first show.
This is the first show.
Yeah, I was getting really excited.
And then the second show rolls in, and I'm like, oh, how many tickets have we sold? And James is like, oh, this morning, 4. I'm like, sick.
Yes.
Sick.
Yes. This is what we trained for. This is why we're down at the Crown and Anchor. Performing to fucking no one.
Yeah.
For when the time comes, you'll be ready. You weren't ready.
There was, I think, all up, we had about 20 people in the crowd.
That's fucking good.
Yeah, that's not
wasn't
bad. Bad.
That's not bad.
It wasn't bad.
That's
except,
fine.
A couple of them were just walk-ins, drunk off the street. And...
Fuck yeah.
So...
That's when I start getting drunk as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what I started doing.
Yeah.
Like, straight
away.
You
have to be on their level.
I
you can't
like,
communicate with them if you're sober.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've... Al's went from, like, the most incredible fucking set in the early show to essentially a bombing. Like, there's no way to get around it. He was bombing. And he was, like, it wasn't his fault. It was good material, all of that stuff.
You've seen it just kill.
They just didn't give him anything. And he just... Like, the Sydney comics went up first because they had to leave.
How did they do?
Not as good as the first show again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Say,
but I think that they're more capable of handling people that don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that down there.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Just shit on the whole Sydney scene.
Well, it is fucked.
True. It's true.
The open mics there are brutal.
Yeah.
It's all comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't want to hear your shitty jokes.
No.
And if you do, like, hack material down there, they're just like, oh, fuck off. This is the worst. Which is all my material, so.
Yeah. So they got through it. Break ends. I'm talking to Al at the back. He's like, this is fucked. He's like, this is fucked. He goes, I don't care. He's like, I actually don't care. He's like, I fucking hate these people.
Yeah.
Like, fuck these people.
Fuck them.
Like, what the fuck? So I was
that's
like,
when
all
it's
right.
Team comedy against team crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The best.
So he's like, I'm going to do my 10 minutes and I'll bring it up. He goes, I'll do my 10 minutes, but I won't be happy about it, sort of thing. And I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. Does his time.
So, how did he know that the crowd was already fucked before?
He finished his set, and then during the Sydney comics. Sets we were talking up the back.
Right.
Like, this is
okay. So he opened up and it was fucked.
Yeah.
They went on and then he was supposed to close and do time at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So the headliner from last night, the chick who's doing the show today,
Alex
she
Floyd.
Ran.
Yeah.
She didn't hang around for the second show.
She left.
She left.
That's not headliner material, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But nah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
You gotta sit if you no, you gotta sit there and wear it with everyone else.
Shit.
That's fucked.
Yeah. So
go down with the ship.
They'd advertised 6 comics and we only really had 5.
Look, I understand if you have to be back in Sydney and it's running late and you got shit to do. Fair enough. But if you just ran because you didn't like the room,
I don't think they booked it for the second show, like
then that's fine.
Legit.
Yeah. That's not a problem at all.
Yeah. So then there's a drunk guy. Middle, in the very middle, Graham.
Fucking remember his name.
It's always good when you remember their names.
Yeah. Fucking just heckling. Heckling.
What did Graham look like? I'm picturing mid-40s.
Beard.
Maybe sunnies inside. Maybe like a Holden shirt.
Definitely wearing a polo. Some sort
of he's wearing a... He's wearing jeans with unbuttoned shirt.
Unbuttoned?
Unbuttoned, like, down to, like, halfway, so his chest was out.
Great
chest,
too. It was,
like, a floral fucking pattern.
Party shirt.
Party shirt, yeah.
Dead Set Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've gotten up, and I was like, oh, man, I wish I could wear the shirts like that, but I end up looking like the character Newman plays from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's a pretty good line.
I can't fucking say to them the actual actor's name because no one knows who he is. So I just say Newman. And he's like, Newman's from Seinfeld, fuckwit. And I was just like, what? And then...
I would have said, well, what's the actor's name then? What's the fucking actor's name then? And then he would have been like, oh, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Unless he did know, and then you're fucked.
That's
what I would have said.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's... brutal.
Yeah. So then I was like...
He's brutal because he's right.
Yeah, 100%. But, like, it was just, like, a throwaway line to, like, be self-deprecating. And I'm like, just moved on, went to do some more material. And then he's yelled out again. And I'm like, what? And he's, like, said something. And I'm like, what the fuck, cunt? Like, I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm.
I'm like... Like, leave the jokes to me, dude. Like, shut the fuck up. And then everyone's, like, cheered. And then I thought, like, he was going to be okay. And then he fucking heckled again. And I'm like, dude, you paid money to come see this show.
Yeah.
I'm like, you paid money. He's like, I barely paid money. I'm like, well, everyone else paid money. So just shut the fuck up and enjoy the show sort of thing. And I started getting angry. I was like, I nearly just started going hard at him.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the Butterfield effect.
I was like, if I fucking go hard, if I go too mean, it'll turn the whole crowd off.
Yeah, you got to get the crowd on your side first. Yeah.
So then he's, after I've said that, everyone in the crowd's like, shut the fuck up, Graham. Like, everyone. Like, shut the fuck up, Graham.
How'd you know his name?
All of his friends were calling him.
Oh, they had mates there too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So then he fucking shuts up after that, after I just, like, called him out on it. And then I went into my set, started doing well as well. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, everyone's laughing. And then I was like, yeah, did you fucking like that one, Graham? I was like, funny what happens when I get my jokes out, isn't it? When you don't interrupt me?
Like, so you opened up the can of worms again?
Yeah, I didn't. He just shut up. Like, he was saying little things. Yeah. And every time he said something, all the girls were like, shut the fuck up, Graham. Like, yeah. And then everyone just started saying, fuck you, Graham. Like, all through the set. So the whole crowd was against him.
That's mad.
Yeah. I got through my set, and then Ben follows me.
McLennan
Yeah. So Ben's, like, doing his set, and it's sort of not going well. He's sort of bombing. And then the guy heckles him, and Ben's like, fucking all right then, motherfucker. Let's go. And he's like, all right, dude, come up here. He's like, right now. Pulls the fucking stool out for him. He gets up on stage. I'm like, holy shit.
He didn't put him on stage.
He brought him on stage.
That is fucking legendary.
High risk.
You never give him the mic.
I know. But I was like, oh, this might go bad. Anyway, so... he goes to say something.
Because they want attention, and you've just given them the fucking most attention you can ever give them.
Well, he fucking found out very quickly that it's actually hard to say words into the microphone, and he was drunk.
Yeah.
So he fucking flubbed a line, and Ben was just into him about it. He's like, what the fuck did you just say? I'm like, fucking having trouble with English there, buddy. Like, ripping into him. Like, talking about him. Yeah, because he heckled Ben during his joke as well. He tried to do his Amazon bit.
Mm.
Fucking great bit, but he got heckled during it.
So it fucks it up.
And it fucked him up, and he forgot the joke. Yeah, so then he's just brought him up on stage. And Ben's a big dude. And so Ben's got his arm around him, like, talking with him. He's like, "Ah, oh, good try, mate." Like every time he tried to say something, just roasted him. He's like, "All right, get off stage." And he just like fucking sauntered off stage. He did the last of his set, fucking like, yeah. And then I was talking to Elliot. I was like, "All right, Elliot, you've got to go hard, dude. You've got to go hard." And he's like, "Yeah, dude, I'm going hard." So he's up there. One chick says one thing to him. He calls her a cunt.
Shut up, cunt. Yeah.
Yeah. Another, like, he was just into him. Like, the whole thing, he'd do a bit and then he'd just fucking, someone would say something and he'd just say the most horrifically brutal shit. I can't repeat it on here. I told you what he said earlier.
It rhymes with maggot.
He called. So he's fucking just into him. And then another chick was like, "Oh, you're doing well, like being supportive." And he's turned
tore
her
down
off
as well.
And the venom in his eye was there. And he's like, "Oh, you're actually being supportive." He goes, "I was about to destroy you." So he did like, yeah, 10 minutes of just being a fucking brutal cunt in between his sets.
That's awesome.
They loved him.
Yeah.
He got off stage, they were calling for an encore. Like, and Elliot was like,
"But he would have hated
no.
them." Yeah, yeah. Like, "No, like, I hate you people."
Yeah, exactly.
"I actually hate you people."
He said that as he left the fucking stage. He's like, "I so fucking good. Hate yous. I hope yous all die in a car crash on the way out."
Oh, that's so
yeah,
good.
Yeah. He's like, also he said to Graham, he's like, "I hope you fucking drink drive tonight and crash into a tree."
Yes.
Oh, and it's his club. So
he can say what he fucking wants.
Say whatever he wants.
That's heaps good.
Yeah. So it was just fucking chaos for the second show. But like towards the end, like Al was like, "This is actually pretty fun." This is actually like after the Sydney comics left, we were just fucking around and it was easy. Yeah.
What did Al do at the end?
He was just bringing us up. And then he came up right at the end. And he was just sort of talking to him. He's like, "I don't even know how to end this fucking
show.
Like, this is weird. Like, you's got any questions?" And then, like, three people from the back just stood up and walked straight out. He's like, "All right, fuck off." And then they played the music and got off stage.
That's the best way to do it. Especially if Elliot just crushed it like that at the end.
Dude.
You can't really do much after that. He's, "Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
See you later."
Yeah.
Oh, that's mad.
We were talking about it after the show because he's been doing the they're going to do MC residencies. So, like, 1 or 2 months where you just host the MC. They were talking about me and you doing it in the future.
For the open mics.
For the open mics.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
So, that'll be good. And they were just saying, like, Elliot has gotten so much better at MCing. He was like, he couldn't MC before. Like, now, like, he got up on the Friday show, short notice, was able to MC that. Like, he can kind of MC now, so.
Yeah, it's a really fucking
good,
awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good idea that they're doing that.
I couldn't make it last night. I had fucking something.
Yeah, you were.
I was not good.
Yeah, you fucking speed ran COVID.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, fuck me. I'm finally going to catch
the
COVID.
Yeah.
Dude. I have dodged COVID like a fucking bullet like so many times, and you're going to be the one that gives it to me.
I hope so.
I'll be fine.
I think I'm all right now.
Yeah.
But like, it was fucked. Like, I felt like I had COVID yesterday for like a day.
Did you get tested?
Yeah, I took a rat test. It came up negative. But those things don't count. But I took a fucking PCR test on Wednesday and nothing.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Sunday, bro.
I know. Well, what else do you want me to do?
Get tested.
I can't. It's a fucking weekend. They're not open.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been down here for a while.
Wilson's been at
already
the
rules don't apply to him.
Of things.
No, I almost died from COVID. I went to hospital for it.
Did you?
You didn't almost die. You went to hospital because you had a leaky bum. What are you talking about?
Fuck you.
All right. Yeah, you nearly die.
No, I was just like, I had all the bad symptoms. Like, I couldn't breathe properly.
Yeah.
I had mad fever. And all they did was like, oh, because like I got tested Friday, it's closed, Saturday, Sunday. So I
got now he knows when
Monday.
It's closed.
Yeah. And yeah, so I can go.
I walked into the hospital and they're like, "You probably have COVID." And I was like, "Awesome, what can you do? I'm dying here." And they're like, "Just go wait in your car. We'll come grab you in a second." 4 hours go by. I'm like, "I'm not dead yet. Probably won't die tonight." Just went home.
They were not coming.
They just left me in there.
Yeah. Yeah, they forgot about you, dude.
Just isolating your car. About
you. You're the only person I know that had severe diarrhea mixed with COVID.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You sure it was COVID?
No, COVID gives you the runs.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Lots of people have it.
All right.
Apparently, if you drink heaps of cough suppressant, it'll do that as well. My mum's been shitting herself all week.
Sorry, mum. Oh, man, that sucks.
Because it's sugar-free.
Yeah.
So it's the that fake sugar shit.
Yeah, yeah. Cancer runs. Juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, man. How'd your dad go?
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still just doing dad things, you know?
Yeah.
Not adhering to the law.
Fuck no.
Just doing whatever fuck he wants. No. Yeah.
What's he been up to recently? What's
doing the lawn again?
Yeah.
The lawn? What?
I listened to the last podcast you did with him, and it was half an hour of just talking about cutting the grass and shit.
Oh, fuck, well,
that
yeah.
was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a problem with grass?
I spent the whole morning mowing, getting ready for this podcast.
Yeah.
He's got a problem with grass, for sure. It's his job now.
I sent him a message the other day. I was like, I'm buying drugs right now and you can't do anything about it.
Not yet.
That's what he thinks.
Mm. He's going to tell his mates.
Yeah.
Join the biggest gang in town.
Dude, I can't wait to hear your first fight story. Why? Because it's coming. Mitch. Yeah. I had friends who were like who did the same job. They're not in it anymore. He's like, he's talking about his missus. She did it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what's it like? He goes, fucking crazy. She got punched in the face the other day. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, man. It's wild. She gets in full-on brawls. I was like, fuck.
And that's just because she made him the wrong thing for breakfast.
Oh, dude. It's fucking wild. I've been getting into fucking steaks lately. The old
topic change there.
We went from domestic violence to steaks.
Yeah, exactly. Because my missus hasn't been fucking doing the right thing. I'm joking. I like cooking. So been working on my steak game, right? Decided to get a bit experimental, a little bit crazy. Fucking MSG. Added MSG to the steak. Braised it with MSG.
You did some Uncle Roger type shit.
Dude, it was the fucking greatest steak I've ever had in my life.
You look Asian now?
I'm just getting fatter. My cheeks are just slowly covering up my eyes. So, did someone punch you? No. Just McDonald's.
Did you get stung by a bee?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kernel.
Fucking MSG. It's the shit.
It's good stuff.
What even is MSG?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I have no clue what MSG is.
I know what it is, but what is it?
Monosodium glutamate.
I think it's made out of like sugar cane and stuff like that. And essentially,
I think that's it. I don't know. I took a swing at it.
You said it with confidence, and that was convincing enough.
Yeah,
it's close enough. Look, you can backburn.
It's probably got like a tri in there or a di, triglutamate, diglutamate. I don't know.
But it's MSG, not MSTG.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all confused.
I'll just Google it.
It's salt and sugar mixed together, basically.
I don't do acronyms well, guys. I'm fucking
monosodium glutamate.
Oh, got it.
You were close.
I thought that was what I said.
You said glutamine.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll cop that.
You're thinking of L-glutamine, the pre-workout.
I'm thinking of L-glutamine, your fucking old wrestling name.
Dude, if you want to have a good time, snort a line of L-glutamine and then jerk off.
Why are you fucking snorting it, you retard? Like, that's not how it's supposed to be ingested.
Have you done it?
I've fucking done L-glutamine. You don't need to snort
it. Have you done it with your nostril?
No, because I'm a fucking retard. Like, Jesus,
there you go.
I'm going to snort it. You could just drink it. And it'll...
There isn't a substance I haven't put in my nose.
No, have you smoked
cum?
It, though?
You snort cum?
He does.
Hey.
He has.
Yeah. How do you think I keep my face so trim? It's not from working out. It's all the cum I snort.
Yeah.
No one was believing you were working out, buddy.
So what happened at the open mic when Wilson came back? I heard Wilson did well.
Oh, yeah.
He did do well.
It was.
And I ate a dick.
Oh,
he was talking so much shit too. He's like, "You're on a bombs night, and I'm gonna crush in front of you." He's talking about this brand new joke he loved.
I told him it was gonna go two ways. I'm either gonna do good, or I'm gonna bomb really bad.
That's how every set.
And either way, I'm very fucking very inconsistent.
I've never seen Broden more confident about killing. And then he just ate the biggest bag of dicks. Even Ben was up here saying, "Jesus."
You know what it was? It was Loungegate. Loungegate got to me.
That was after.
No, it wasn't.
It definitely was.
Yeah. Because Wilson, this here lounge, is missing leather. Because Wilson was sitting here tearing pieces off of it. And that got into my psyche before I went on stage.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
You just bombed.
It fucking did.
You don't know me.
You just bombed.
Next thing you're going to do is
blaming each other for the lounge, blaming each other for the bombs.
Yeah.
We all really know who the real culprit is.
Who's the real culprit?
You.
You fucking retard.
Wait. No. I bombed. But I didn't do the thing to the lounge.
We're not talking about that.
You're making up excuses.
How good am I at diverting things, though?
Yeah.
Stand-up podcast.
Not very good.
I know. It's an
issue. Didn't work. You didn't divert that at all. It was like, oh, no, I was upset about the lounge. No, you weren't, cunt. No, you fucking weren't. You got up there confident, and you ate a bag of dicks.
Look, it's okay. You got up confident. Never get up confident.
I'm going to be honest. The issue I had was I'm very tone-deaf, and I forgot it was International Women's Day, and my first joke was about pissing on a chick's face.
No, I don't think you can keep blaming shit, bro. You just bombed.
I don't think that joke's funny on any day.
It was the first time I did it. I've only done it twice.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard you do jokes about pissing on women before. Maybe not that one.
No, that's the first time he's talking about pissing on a woman on stage.
Really?
He's talking about pissing on Wilson.
Snorting cum off Wilson. He does it all.
Pissing on Wilson?
I was just joking.
Oh, that was a terrible joke.
That was horrible.
Look, man, every fucking...
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Shoot for the stars.
I was locked down again.
No. I'm glad Ethan didn't pick up on that flub. He would have...
Mate, you're full of flub.
Yeah, full of flub.
That's the new name for the podcast, Full of Flub.
Yeah.
I liked Hollywood Faggot. I thought that was...
The Hollywood Faggot Podcast.
Accent. Otherwise, it's offensive.
Not saying an accent.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Faggot.
It's like the Iron Sheik's actually here. I can't believe it.
I'll play it for you.
It is the
funniest.
Is that what
thing
he says?
Ever. Yeah.
Iron Sheik. I need to see this.
Hulk.
But no, it was fun coming back, and then like Broden putting all this shit on me beforehand, and then I just go out, perform to the best of my abilities, because let's be honest, that's the best I've ever done, or will do. And it was just good to be back.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you.
You have some new jokes?
A couple. But most of them were like, I've written them.
Yeah, that's your cue to shut the fuck up, Wilson.
This is on Kenny versus Spenny. If you haven't watched Kenny versus Spenny, I suggest you fucking sort your life out.
That Hollywood blonde faggot Hulk Hogan. Fuck Hulk Hogan.
Well, he goes hard,
dude.
It's so aggressive.
Oh, dude.
That was on TV.
Yeah, that was back in like 2007, 2006.
Oh, that long ago.
Yeah. But you could get away with it back then. I think, when did they ban that word?
I thought it was in the 90s.
Nah.
You thought it was in the 90s.
Definitely.
My brother came out in 2014, and I've definitely called him that since then, so.
Fuck, you're a piece of shit.
To be fair, he was probably calling him before he came out too. So he has to stay consistent.
Yeah. It'd be discrimination if you didn't call him that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I thought of a joke last night. Have you noticed, like, the way men's fashion is at the moment? It's all, like, tight jeans and, like, super floral shirts.
No. to be honest, I haven't paid that much attention.
I don't think you hang out with men.
It is, dude. I'm walking around.
No, I'm on your side here. I've seen a lot of strong, handsome, good-looking men wearing tighter jeans and floral shirts.
Because there's four men at this table and none of us are dressed like that.
Yeah, well.
We're big children. That's the problem.
Yeah, so I thought of that, like, I could never wear anything like that where I was from growing up. It's like I would have been the victim of a hate crime. I would have been the victim of another hate crime if I dressed like that.
You look like a victim of fat shaming.
I'm fucking... Yeah. I should be. If only. If only. If anyone's a victim, it's you. You lost all your weight.
Yeah. You fucking quitter.
He's a victim of it without the shaming.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got shamed.
Oh, yeah, no. That's all that was happening to them too. I was like, I don't want those jokes.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, if I fucking lose weight, one of my that's half my material gone.
Lose weight and get a big dick, you're fucking done. You can't do comedy anymore.
Yeah,
you won't have to. When the time comes,
yeah,
you won't have to.
That time ain't coming.
I'm trying to think of a tagline for my Aunty Bev joke. Like, how do you describe, like, how would you describe a party at Osama bin Laden?
Jesus Christ. That joke doesn't need to be longer.
I love how you, like, discredited it, and I'm like, that's a good, we can talk about that.
It's already such a long joke, and you're like, you know what it needs?
More.
No, it needs more punchlines.
Yeah.
That's what it needs. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The other night when you did it and you had to speed rush it because you had a minute left.
Yeah. That worked, though. It actually worked.
I got Nanny Bev, she had a stroke. No.
That's what happened.
Exactly.
Everyone's at the back trying to convince him to talk fast every time.
Yeah, yeah. The one I came up with, like, how would you describe a party at Osama bin Laden's? It brought the house down and the neighbor's next door house. And apparently the neighbor's across the road's house too. That's what I've come up with so far. Elliot gave me, it was explosive.
So I find it funny. That's
yeah.
Not a good measuring tool.
Yeah. Like, it blew up. I don't know. Anything,
I like it the way it is. I don't feel like it necessarily needs more.
I'm trying to get more, like, consistent laughs. There's a couple of, like, long...
lulls.
Yeah, in that joke. I need it to be a little more punchy.
Mm.
But it's just hard to come up with punchlines if you're not funny.
That's my problem. Fuck.
Yep.
What about you, Wilson? You written any new jokes?
I'll tell you what I got written in the notes.
In between sniffing your fingers.
He does sniff his fingers a lot, eh?
Well, that's normal.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that's noticed that.
I touched my lips earlier.
That doesn't help. Yeah. It's okay. I was touching my lips.
Written here, 6 million reasons why the Germans shouldn't celebrate World War II. I was trying to make joke about World
War II. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with reason number one, Schmuley. Reason number two, Mr. Heisenberg.
Well, I actually wrote a Holocaust joke.
That was just an angry Facebook comment on a YouTube video, bro.
What fucking...
Why are you doing 6 million Jews? Like, you can't.
That's just the only thing I had written down.
You guys think I go hard on certain things. The reason why Wilson doesn't is because I tell him not to. Because he writes a lot of shit like that down.
You should tell him to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
That's what I do to him.
I said there was, in one of my jokes that I've written, there's 6 million reasons why you should kick baby Hitler. That's my little joke. I'm trying to write a joke about kicking babies.
Oh, I've got like 12 minutes on kicking babies, so...
Yeah, okay.
It's a good topic.
Well, where is it?
The jokes.
Where is it? What's your best kicking baby joke?
You called my bluff. I haven't kicked a baby.
You lied. You lied. To my
face. You fucking idiot.
Look, usually when people talk to me, they don't inquire further.
We're on a joke... We're on a podcast where you like you tell your jokes.
I got it written down. I thought Mrs. meant mum.
Yeah.
And that's just all I had written down.
Mrs. met mum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I had some weird conversations in high school about talking about my missus.
Yeah.
I thought everyone was really fucked up because, like, oh, yeah, we're making out my missus. I was like, Jesus, that's a bit extreme.
Yeah.
That's where that joke came from.
What? The term missus?
Yeah. I thought it meant mum.
Oh.
Because I was like, my missus picked me up from school. My missus makes me dinner. Like, I can't keep going.
My missus has sex with my dad. Like,
yeah, there's like the premise there is like misunderstandings or not knowing the meaning to things. You can definitely. That's do all I wrote down.
The other one was Jesus wasn't magical. He was just a bit more switched on. Like instead of like a guy healing the blind, he just rubbed the dirt from his eyes.
Yeah. He was just really good at sleight of hand. He invented sleight of hand.
He just did that weird thumb trick.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck, that'd be a good skit.
I got your nose.
Dude, Jesus, but he's fucking, what's his face? The dude, look into my eyes. What's the famous Mind magician? Freak? Chris Angel. Chris yeah. Angel. Yeah. Jesus was the first Chris Angel.
Yeah. Surely it's been done.
Oh, man.
You'd think so.
I hope not.
Right. Yeah.
We're doing that fucking bit. If that doesn't
just him doing make like, a good Jesus as well.
Yeah, I've got the frame for it.
Yeah.
And you can put me on a cross. I'm not hard to lift.
I thought you liked getting nailed.
I do.
Hey, get it? No? Okay, I'm going to.
Yeah, no one's done that. No one's done that.
Really?
We thought of it.
Oh, him just doing like real shitty, like. Magic that just sucks, like you can see how bad it is, but people are so dumb back then, they're like, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He does like the lifts up like the blanket in front of the table while like an assistant like swaps the bread for the fish or whatever.
Yeah.
He never actually died on the cross. He's just like, yeah, guys, I'm totally dead.
Yeah. That is a Chris Angel bit, isn't it? Hanging on the cross.
Yeah, it is. It is. 100%.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Chris Angel's Jesus.
Yeah, well.
Confirmed.
Returned.
Yeah, that's all the jokes I got.
Chris Angel's gotten way more and way better pussy than all of us combined.
Mm.
Oh, definitely?
Well, he has to have a big dick.
No.
Nah, dude. He's just good at magic.
Look at his frame, though. Guys that are built like that have big dicks. Okay. And guys that are built like us are better roots because we have to try harder.
I'm going
to
refer to your expert opinion on this one.
Yeah. Look, I know a lot about frames and dicks, all right?
Frames and dicks. The new picture frame joke you said.
You don't let, like, your missus hang around with, like, tall, skinny dudes. You're like, nah, he's going to have a big dick.
Yeah. But I try harder, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to bring up the fact that you want, like, the roast thing that we're talking about on the other one?
Oh, yeah.
Between me and you?
Yeah. Broden and Ethan
fucking
in a roast battle.
Leo. On the Facebook, goes that he reckons that you'd fucking win in a roast battle versus me.
100%.
And I said I'd have to let you win. I said I'd have to let you win because it's like versing a retarded, you know, when they do the UFC with the Down syndrome person that fights. And then you have to let that person win because otherwise you just look bad if you trash them.
I don't know if I'd win.
Make a wish roast.
Yeah. It is a Make-A-Wish roast. That's what we can label it as. That's fucking amazing.
That is pretty funny.
You get a bunch of people with cancer and Down syndrome up there too.
Wow.
Just go hard on the pain on them.
Jesus.
Broden would kill if he was making fun of people with Down syndrome.
To be fair, his biggest fans are retarded.
Wow.
Terminally ill.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We can
it's inclusive.
That.
We could get grants.
Yeah.
We could get NDIS funding.
We're going to be
that.
On government money, boy.
Yeah. Dude, that would be so funny if we did it for charity. For fucking...
Oi, Wilson.
Just walked into a children's hospital.
Roast you know who the we retards. Can get,
yeah.
You remember the Down syndrome girl that grabbed my cock?
Oh, yeah. Hannah?
No, I don't want to say her name.
Oh.
But we can get
say
her on
name.
There.
Say her name.
No,
say name.
I don't
say
want, name. No, I don't
remember her name. So it's clearly weird. You haven't let go of this after 4 years.
No, I haven't let go of it. It
doesn't matter what it fucking
name still
is.
Jerking off to the fantasy.
Anyway.
I reckon we should get her on the inclusive roast. But that was what I was just saying.
You just want your dick touched again.
It's been a while. She had a tight grip.
Yeah, she got that retard strength, dude. You're lucky she didn't rip your dick off.
My dick literally grew 3 inches after she grabbed it. It was crazy.
Oh, that's how you got to 7?
Yeah.
She yanked on it when you were young. She jelped you.
Now you can piss at right angles. Sick.
Does the helicopter win?
Oh, man. Oh. She used too much teeth, though.
Oh, she'd bite it.
No, too much tongue, dude.
You guys don't know how funny that is.
Hey, man, that's where we draw the line. Making faces. All right?
She always had her tongue hanging out.
Oh, yeah. She was concentrating.
She was concentrating.
It's hard to find it.
It's fucking... Where is it? Oh, fuck. We're getting cancelled. That was it.
It was the face that did it.
Yeah, it was the face.
Oh, just playing footsies under the table.
Yeah, we're just, you know, fucking saying how you going.
Don't touch the fucking cables, cunts.
I just want to say thank you to Leo for supporting me.
Yeah, what did he say? That you've got good pace.
Oh, I disagree. I've got horrible pace.
Yeah.
No, after watching both y'all's last sets, I'm going with him for making people laugh.
Yeah, we're talking about roasting, yeah, though, Wilson.
Where were you? What set was that?
Yeah, Cardiff. Fucking.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, Cardiff was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
I thought it was going to be awful. Yeah, and then at 8 o'clock, people rocked up.
It's just RSLs are just hard to do gigs at, because, like...
We need to start telling the crowd that the show starts, like, at 7:30.
So, yeah.
Well, the other thing was, like, what was it called? The sound bouncing off the walls. What's that called?
Sound bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that good.
You mean acoustics?
Acoustics.
Acoustics.
That's a big word for you. You won't need to know any of them in your job.
Not going to say it.
He was coming. We were like, oh, can we talk about your job on the podcast? He's like, oh, yeah, what's the worst that could happen? I'm like, you could lose your job. He's like... Yeah, we better keep it on the DL.
No shit. That's funny.
I reckon in like 5 years, someone within that sector of what you're doing is going to hear this. Because like we've covered like getting molested by Down syndrome people, roasting Down syndrome people, homophobia, misogyny, racism.
We've got a Down syndrome person on the podcast with us.
Yeah.
I've got one every week. He's the co-host.
It is really inclusive here.
We're all about it. It's inclusivity.
That's a big word for you, Wilson.
It is. You're throwing at me today.
Yeah. I got a joke for this week.
Yeah.
I only wrote down 3 words, so I need to
do that all the time and I have no idea what it means.
Make it funny. I like dating hippie chicks. I dated a chick who was a naturopath and another one who was a homeopath and then another one who was a psychopath.
Yeah.
What do the first two mean?
Oh, it's just like hippie fucking...
Doctors.
Like, yeah, naturopath and homeopath is like fake medicine.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, right. We look after your whole... It's a holistic approach to medicine, yeah, where we do fuck all.
They're like, no, I paid $10,000 for my degree.
Am I essential oils?
Yeah.
We'll solve everything.
Yeah, I met a dude who was in the Navy and he was talking about his wife being a fucking homeopath and how fucked doctors are and all that shit. I'm like, oh my God, cunt. I'm like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Well, was he in that Navy?
Yeah, he's in the Navy.
No.
Yeah.
He's like, he's already... I married a homeopath. I thought it was going to be way gayer. That's why he's upset.
You read the description wrong.
Yeah, I thought it said homeopath. It's homeopath.
Good. So that's your only joke for the week?
I was writing some other stuff. Like, I was writing that thing on how, like, I did it at Cardiff, like the International Women's Day, how, like, men don't celebrate it.
Mm.
And I was going to, like, write a bit more on that, maybe about how like they've celebrated it too much, almost like it's gone all fucking weak. Like, yeah, they're taking the piss at this point. It's crazy.
I love
it. Women do that with their birthdays too. Like they'll like be celebrating all week. They're like, oh yeah, we're going out for drinks for my birthday like 2 days before, and then on Saturday's my actual party, and then on Sunday I'm hanging out with my family for my birthday.
Yeah.
And then Monday we're gonna have work drinks for my birthday. It just keeps fucking going. Just have a fucking day and just call it a day.
I mean, I had two parties for my birthday, yeah. So yeah,
it just seems like you don't like having friends.
I just don't like women, that's all.
They break my heart.
Oh, that was another thing I was going to write on.
I don't want the world to see me.
My ex is still in the top on like my comments. She's probably going to listen to this because she's a fucking nut. But she's still...
Don't forget to pick up those watches from
her. Yeah, we got her dang dead granddad's watches on order.
I fucking hate you cunts so much. That's a good bit, but fuck you guys. That's so funny.
Can you explain that, please?
I got
why would you sell them to you, fucking idiot?
Because I like watches.
Jesus Christ.
They're $5. You bought watches.
They're $5.
Bro, she was selling like 4 watches. Dude, they're probably worth faces like, and bands for $5.
They're probably worth like fucking thousands, too.
Don't tell her that, you fuckwit.
You just say she listens to the podcast.
I'm
going to
send her a message right now. She's top of my contacts,
mate,
actually.
You're going to get king here.
Get right
I want those watches.
How much are they worth?
I don't know.
Probably to be fair, she sold
it's
them
probably
for 5.
Just a Mickey Mouse.
I paid 10.
Watch.
I hope he was wearing it when he died, and it's cursed now.
That'd be pretty sick.
Japan demon stone thing.
Yeah. Fuck you.
I like
that's
watches.
So funny.
Why have you not unfollowed her?
Because he's not a psycho. It's called being an adult, Mitch.
No,
it's true.
You fucking unfollow your ex.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not gonna block her.
No, you don't block them. You just unfollow so that their shit doesn't pop up on your newsfeed.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she doesn't post on Facebook. It's just in Messenger. She's on top of my contacts.
Nah,
we'll start talking to more people, and then she'll go away.
What,
start
like you?
A few parties.
Yeah, you can message me anytime you want, dude. We can talk about things.
You gonna suck my dick?
I'm just gonna send you random.
No, but I've got a good-looking brother that would probably do it for you.
That's true. I forgot about him.
And we'll come full circle to the last one. He's good. You know, Wilson, can you get a photo of Blake up, please?
You can have the watches. I get to fuck your brother.
Dude, I tried to convince you to... he was, but things happen to your body after a long time.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, this is a great photo.
Thrashed out. He's not bad.
He's a handsome-looking fella.
Fuck, what happened to you? You got the fucking short end of the stick.
Yeah.
His dad's a good-looking bloke,
holy
too.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone dude, your brother's out of my range, I feel.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, 100%. He wouldn't touch you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, die alone.
Yeah, his mum and dad are nice-looking people, too. Lovely little family. And then you got Broden here.
Is that your mum?
That's my mum. Watch what you fucking say, Mitch.
I do believe she's supposed to be totally incapacitated, friend.
No, that's from 2017.
That was before the Segway accident.
Fuck, I forgot Mitch did that for a job. That's not my mum. That's my mum's wheelchair right there. She's right.
It's one of those stand-up Segway wheelchairs.
Oh, fucking Jesus. You might want to tell her to put her fucking profile on private.
I'm friends with her. That's the worst part. No, but that was...
That's from when my dad turned 40. My dad's now 44. It's okay.
Can you see his dick lump in that photo? I was looking at Broden's hot mum.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to show that. That'll make her happy.
You
can't again. Oh, yeah.
If you want to see my dad's dick, I'll ask him to send me a photo if you want.
That is a weird thing to say. Dad, can I have a photo of your cock to show my friends?
He understands. Big dicks are powerful, man.
How does he look younger than you?
Look, I'm not entirely sure they're my actual parents, all right? Yeah. Every day, I'll start to look more and more like my uncle. It's an issue.
Tim, dude. That's fucking brutal.
That is a fucking funny joke right there. That is hilarious. Oh, man. Can't write self-deprecating jokes. That's a good joke.
Oh, fuck. 50 minutes. We've got 10. What do you want to do?
10 to fill.
I'm fucking hungry.
Me too.
Mm.
I have Macca's
Pro. The kebab shop's closed.
I also have Macca's Pro.
Thai shop's open, I think.
Yeah. What'd you get from Macca's?
I had a medium double quarter pounder meal with water for the drink.
Oh, I'm so much fatter
healthy
than you.
Boy.
Yeah.
Bro, I got a large McChicken meal with a Sprite and then a chicken and cheese on the side and then six nuggets.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. That
this is why you don't look like your brother.
This is.
But that's all I'll eat today. I won't eat tonight. It's okay.
That's what I told myself when I got Macca's too. You know what I'm going to do? Go to KFC on the way home.
Good.
That's a funny bit.
I mean, you fucking ran 10Ks the other day, so...
I ran 5 this morning. Yeah. Got chased by a dog. That pissed me the fuck off because I was doing real good time-wise.
Ah, fuck.
Well, it's just karma because, you know, your line of work. You'd be sicking dogs on a lot of people, I'd imagine.
That dog's got a good judge of character.
I just realized
I'm assuming it's a white dog since it didn't get shot.
It was. Oh, I regret saying my last name on this podcast now.
We'll edit it out.
That's what you realise. That's why you asked.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
What have we got on next week?
Stag and Hunter.
Wednesday. Tuesday here.
Yeah.
Thursday's Crown and Anchor, but we're going to be in Southwest Rocks getting fucked up.
You hear that, Wilson?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
That's fucking right.
Fucking bitch.
Mitch is going to get hulled.
I'm going to get fucking yogurt and cereal and fucking, like, fruit salads and just live fucking healthy.
Yep.
That's funny than all your jokes.
Yeah.
Special K for breakfast, mate.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're going to fucking... I'm going to go fishing lots, probably get struck by lightning in a freak storm.
Dude, you eat enough Special K and lightning won't affect you.
I am the lightning.
It's good cereal.
I will become the lightning. Oh man, it'll be good, especially if I get my period that weekend.
When are you two going to lose weight?
I'm losing weight.
It's looking good.
What's your excuse?
Broden's going to have to pay another $700 to not fight someone.
What a fucking stitch up.
I know, right?
Oh, dude.
Oi, Wilson, do you want to jump in the ring with me and do 6 rounds?
You're not the same weight class.
Yeah,
we'd be pretty fucking close.
No, we're not.
I'll drop weight pretty quickly when I, like, actually try.
Try, please.
So I lost fucking 15 kilos in a month and a half.
But can you hold 15 kilos off?
No. But I've only got to be the weight on the night.
How much do you weigh? 95 at the moment.
110 down to 95.
Okay. So you're...
I'd be about 107 right now.
Yeah, okay. So you've got to lose 10 kilos.
Fuck, you're a fat cunt. Jesus Christ.
To fight a bigger dude as well.
Like, oh, I've sparred with Wilson before. He can't fight.
Oh, no, yeah. You're definitely going to win.
You should put on
Wilson maintains
more.
His day that he slipped, but I know for a fact that I dropped him.
You definitely... I fell. You even said careful of the steps. Sometimes I slip. So you're talking shit. Now, that's okay. Because when we did jiu-jitsu together, you had a heart attack. You're not going to ignore... I was... The whole time, you're like, I can't breathe. And I'm like, because I'm choking you out, motherfucker.
Yeah, because you had your knee on my neck, George Floyd style.
It happened.
That's part of his training.
He should have tapped. I've been saying it since the video came out. He should have tapped.
Yeah.
You can't say, please get up. Herb Dean's not stopping that.
Yeah, no.
Herb Dean doesn't want to get near those people. He gets shot.
Mario Yamasaki was the ref for that fight.
Just standing in love hearts.
Everyone's yelling at him, stop the fuck.
Ethan's so confused as to what we're talking about.
I know who Mario Yamasaki is.
Oh, how good.
Terrible Hardy, joke. Like, stop the fight! Too far?
Yeah, no, you really good. Wrecked it.
That's not good.
Let's end it there. Let's fucking let Wilson deal with that issue.
You want to end it there? That's 5 minutes. Fuck it.
Yeah. No, that was good. Thanks for coming on, guys.
That's all right.
Wilson's
career is already done before it begins.
We're not. Guess who's not sharing this one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tag you in it. It's all good.
Yeah. Wait till you.
I'll tag you in it and share it with your bosses.
Status.
It'll be fine. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for Newry Comedy Club for having us.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yep, check
Wilson,
out.
Wilson has a new lounge in the post for you.
Yeah. Yep. Check out Newcastle Comedy Club on Facebook. Check out How to Not Comedy on Facebook. We are trying to get a TikTok up and running. I am trying to get a TikTok up and running. But we've had no
Imagine
content.
His head on TikTok.
We've had no content, so...
Hello, ladies.
Hey, he's trying to fucking promote himself. Shut up, cunt.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ethan Bentley Comic on Instagram. Mitch Goyne on Facebook. Add me. You kiss me or lick me?
That was a lick.
Either way, I'm hard.
Cool. We'll use that.
All right. See you later. Bye.